Straight Talk on WRHI is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, Manning Kimmel.
Well, not exactly. It's his favorite pinch hitter, Stephen Stone, in for Manning today. The program is called Straight Talk. We do it every Monday through Friday here at Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill. Talking about all things Rock Hill, Fort Mill, your county, anything that's happening up and down the great Interstate 77, you'll hear about it right here. Our broadcast is also brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, here with Founders. Our streaming provided by HighSpeedWeb.net. Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy right around the corner, is with us today. Ebenezer Road and Cabot Avenue in Rock Hill. Our guest today is a lady named Michelle Dudley. She is the executive director of Fashion and Compassion, and we're going to talk about what that is, who they are, what they do, why they do it, and whatever else is on Mrs. Dudley's mind for the next 30 minutes. And good afternoon. Welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
It's great to have you. You and I have been doing a lot of chatting here before we went to air, but I told you, you're going to wind up repeating all of this once we start the show, and
right,
this is that point. So tell us about Michelle Dudley.
Yeah, well,
the person.
Okay, the person. I'll start there. Well, I grew up in the Northeast in Boston, flew out my parents. I have kids that are going to college now, so now I think about how difficult it was. But I flew from Boston, went to school at the University of Southern California in Los Angeles, worked there for a number of years after I graduated, then moved to Charlotte about 25 years ago, okay, in 1993, and have been here ever since. Met my husband. We have 4 children and 2 students from a small country in Africa called Burundi that are a part of our family. And okay. So that's basically what we do, my life is about.
That's,
and then,
the Michelle Dudley story.
That's the Michelle Dudley story to this point. But about 10 years ago, I had a unique experience where I went on a vision trip with my church, which is Forest Hill Church. There's a Forest Hill is in Charlotte, but they also have campuses. They have one here in Fort Mill.
Okay.
And I went on a vision trip to Rwanda and Burundi, and it really transformed my life. I had some really unique experiences on that trip, one of which was being at a genocide memorial that was basically a church where 11,000 people were killed in just a matter of hours.
Oh, my God.
And I remember back when I was a child, looking out the window of the 2-story home we lived in, or that's a duplex in southern terms.
yeah.
Looking out at the street and thinking, why was I born here and not in Africa? Because I knew, all I knew of Africa was the epitome of poverty in my mind at that time because of whatever I'd seen on the media. I didn't realize there were race riots going on down the street or generational poverty not that far away. But I knew that my life was different from billions of other people on the planet because of where I was born. So when I was in Rwanda at that time at this genocide memorial, I remember thinking, why am I here as a visitor? Why am I not here as a victim or as a survivor? And I just in that moment felt like there was something that I could do to help support the people, particularly because I was moved by the level of forgiveness that they that the victims were giving to the perpetrators. And it was something that I couldn't possibly even fathom. I have trouble forgiving people for stealing my parking space. And here are people forgiving one another for murdering family members, and not just forgiving, but actually reconciling. So after that trip, I returned to Charlotte and proceeded to meet more amazing people who had overcome incredible difficulties. I met a woman who had overcome sexual exploitation here in Charlotte and was helping other young women get out of that lifestyle. I met a woman who had been in an abusive marriage for 27 years. She had stayed in it to help protect her children. She finally got a one-way ticket to Charlotte And she left everything she knew and everything she had behind. And she's now actually our lead jewelry designer at Fashion and Compassion. And so meeting all of these are just a couple of the people, but meeting the people I met in Africa, the women that I met when I came to Charlotte, they still needed some assistance, but I was so inspired by the courage that they had in everything that they had overcome that I wanted to just do whatever I could, walk alongside them, learn from them, because I knew I had so much I could learn from their resilience and everything they'd overcome, but also just assist them and encourage them in any way that I could.
What led you to Africa in the first place?
That's a great question. I'm not one of those people who thought, one day I want to go to Africa. I hadn't crossed it off. I enjoy adventure, enjoy travel. And the year before, I had donated a little bit of money to a small school for survivors of the 1994 Rwandan genocide in Rwanda.
Okay.
And so the church was organizing this vision trip, which was really just to go and see. It was not a go and do trip. It was a go, let's see, let's together as a team pray if this organization that we're going with is one that we want to partner with. And so I loved that perspective of the trip because it was really a go and learn. So I really educated myself before the trip about what had happened in Rwanda and Burundi. And so when I went, there was so much I didn't know and still don't know, but I was able to at least ask good questions and really engage in the trip. And so when they brought the opportunity to me to go, I mean, I jumped on it.
Okay. So you went there and you had, as it were, an epiphany, so to speak.
Yes.
Okay. Because you were obviously very touched by what you saw and experienced there. You come back home to the Queen City. What at that point, you know, spurred you to move in the direction of Fashion and Compassion?
Yes. Well, so I mentioned those few people that I met. I started doing some work trying to help some of the women in Africa. And this one particular woman that I met that had come out of trafficking and commercial sexual exploitation, she was trying to help these young women have other opportunities besides selling themselves in order to earn money. So I had started selling some paper bead necklaces from Africa just to try to help raise money for the women there. And so we had some that had broken. So I took those. I took some Ethiopian crosses, really uniquely beautiful Ethiopian crosses. And I said, let's just hire the women that you have here and there for a few hours to restring these necklaces. At least it's something that will help them. And that is really the very beginnings of what we do with Fashion and Compassion. What we found when we started bringing those women together were a few things. One, they loved the opportunity to be together in community and just visit and share what was going on in their lives. A lot of them have come from broken and really destructive communities and systems. And so having, even just for a few hours, a place where people listened, where people cared, was really significant for them. The other thing that we found was that that as I listened to their stories, I saw that there were connections that I could make for them that could help them move forward in their life. Things I refer to this as social capital. So there are things that I know from being a middle-class person, connections that I have to, I know someone who donates laptops. I have friends who are attorneys. I know about certain things. These women didn't have connections to those types of things. And so as I talked to them and they would share their hopes and dreams for the future, I say, oh, well, I might know someone who could help you with that. So I started really treating them like my friends, the types of things that we do for our friends and neighbors.
Sure.
When we talk to them and we hear they have a need, we make a connection for them. So that's what we started to do for them. And so in the context of this community, these things bubbled up. The support of the community, the opportunity to connect them to resources, and that's what really became Fashion and Compassion.
One of the things I have learned about this region, and I mean, you know, your county, you can go ahead and say Mecklenburg County as well, or Charlotte and such, is the people are very, very giving, whether it's something like what you're talking about, a program that we have going on right now as we speak, Toys for Happiness, where we collect toys for the underprivileged of, you know, this county and other counties so that every child wakes up on Christmas Day with at least something to open.
Right.
People are fast. Of all the places that you and I have both been on both coasts, okay, you, Boston, me, Baltimore and down here, of course, you in Southern California, me in Northern California, it's ironic, the parallels here. But they are more giving here and altruistic of anywhere I've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to some pretty good places as well, you know. And when you began this, the community itself, were they quick to jump on board with this? I mean, it seems like all the right reasons.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that there's a real movement, I think, amongst people to help give people, to really encourage people who are already trying to make changes in their life. And I really think that people that are overcoming these different circumstances, they don't want things to be done for them. They want people to do things with them and to come alongside them. They don't want to be treated as an object or a piece of charity. They want to be seen as an individual person and treated as such. And that's really what we do. And so people, so both in terms of donors, our customers, they love what we do because we're coming alongside women and encouraging them, not and giving them dignity.
That's the magic word.
Yes. Not treating them like they're a problem to be solved.
And in the course of that, okay, the community gets involved, obviously, as customers, because you're making a product, okay?
Yes, we make a product. We sell it online, fashionandcompassion.com. We sell it at our boutique in Charlotte that's over in the Dilworth community.
Okay.
So
I mean, there's an actual store where we can all come, and primarily women, obviously.
Yeah, but I love helping men shop, so come on in, and I'll help you find something special.
And 'tis the season, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
There's
yes.
A commercial out of the deal, too.
Mm-hmm.
But where's the shop located?
It's at 1717 Cleveland Avenue in Dilworth. It's just off of East Boulevard, near the intersection of East Boulevard and South Boulevard, so not far from downtown. You can actually order online and pick it up at the store, or you can order online and we'll ship it to you.
See, so, either way, it's a win-win scenario.
Exactly, exactly.
All right. Now, how long have you all been doing this?
We've been doing it since the jewelry projects in Charlotte really started in 2013, so about 5 years.
Okay. And obviously, the response has been...
Fantastic. We've grown a lot. I mean, we partner also with 6 artisan groups in other countries that work with mostly women, a few men, in similar type of situations. But the work and the interest in what we're doing in Charlotte has really grown, and we've been able to garner a lot of support. Because the jewelry sales, they contribute to probably about 60-65% of our overall revenue, but we don't hire women based on their skills making jewelry. Most of them have no experience making jewelry. It's also very part-time transitional employment. The women only work with us about 4 hours a week. And we have 3 projects that are each 4 hours. So they come in, they make jewelry part of the time. We feed them lunch. We do what we call a lunch and learn. And then we also do small group mentoring, where we help them set their goals for the future and then connect them with those resources as well as the supportive community to help them achieve those goals. So they average with us about 4 to 6 months. It's just a stepping stone, you know, so we're not trying to create the women into jewelry designers.
Right.
Jewelry is the tool we use, and the money that they earn making it is kind of the tool we use to bring them together, to help them and encourage them as they're really getting their life back on track.
Now, there's an international component to this that you've mentioned.
Yes.
And 6 other countries. What are the countries?
Well, you know, as I mentioned, the first thing that got me into this was this trip to Africa.
Right.
So we have 3 countries in Africa that we have partners in. One is Uganda. They make paper beads, and the women are starting their own businesses from the profits they make from the paper beads. In Rwanda, the women are genocide survivors, and they make beautiful baskets. And then in Ethiopia, the women are HIV positive women that have come from the rural area to the capital, really looking to go to this church that's built on top of a hot spring, and they hope that the priest will bless them and they'll be healed. Unfortunately, in most cases that doesn't happen, so there's kind of a sickly community around this church because they're ashamed to go back to their home. So this organization comes, identifies the HIV positive women, gets them on antiretroviral medicine, then trains them to make this beautiful, unique jewelry that is made out of recycled bullets and casings. So it's very pretty. If you go to our website, you can look it up as the Restore Collection in Ethiopia.
Wow.
So.
What is the website again?
Fashionandcompassion.com.
All one word, fashion and compassion.
Yes, A-N-D, fashion, A-N-D, compassion. We also work in, partner with groups in Latin America. So we partner with a group in Mexico. In fact, I'll be going to visit that project the beginning of January. And it's a group. It's a metal workshop. It's basically trying to keep families together. So many times in so many of these communities in Mexico and Central America, one or more members of the family leave to come to the U.S. on one of these caravan type of things, or just come on their own, trying to find work just to feed their family, to be able to send money back. And if the opportunities were there for them to work in their own community, they would stay. And so this little workshop is kind of a grassroots way of helping keep families together in this community, because it provides local work.
Yeah, incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Ecuador, we partner there with a safe home for young women who've been rescued out of trafficking, and they make jewelry, and they're all working toward their education, because most of them had to drop out of high school in order when they were trafficked. And so once they're rescued and they have the opportunity to go back to school, and if they don't finish their high school diploma, there's a really good chance they could be re-trafficked, or it's very difficult to get legitimate employment without that diploma in Ecuador. And so now it's exciting. Two of the girls that we've been working with there for a few years are now in college. But again, they're not going to be making jewelry forever. This is just the stepping stone.
No, they could become doctors or lawyers or anything,
exactly.
Or executive directors. I mean, who knows?
Exactly. You know, it'll be exciting. It's exciting to see them moving on.
You're literally turning the world into their oyster, as the old saying goes, that you and I grew up with. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. How do you find these people?
You know, for me, I'm a person of faith, and so I feel like God brought these opportunities to us when we really launched Fashion and Compassion. And initially, we were really only working in Rwanda and Uganda. We hadn't even started anything in Charlotte. And then just these openings came, where a friend of mine was traveling to Ecuador to help launch a fair trade jewelry project, invited me to come along. And she didn't really have a way to sell it. So that happened. And then, I was looking for a place that was I was looking for some metal work, and I came across this place in Mexico, found out that their mission is really to help transform lives in that little community. So all kinds of different ways. And then in Charlotte, it really started, like I said earlier, working with that one woman, first trying to work with women coming out of trafficking, but now we serve women coming out of addiction, incarceration, domestic abuse, crisis pregnancies, as well as refugees and immigrants, generational poverty, racism. All those kinds of things are the challenges that the women we serve here in this area have faced, and it's beautiful to see them come together and take steps toward incredible futures that they have.
You all have found each other, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
It's not so much you're finding them, you all are finding each other.
Definitely. And the relationships that develop are so strong. I mean, between me and our staff and the women we serve, and it's beautiful to see, because so often all of us stay in our own little homogeneous communities.
Mm-hmm.
And this really brings an opportunity to meet people who have different backgrounds. And we have so much to learn from people who are different from us.
Does it give you more of a worldly outlook?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's hard. I don't really see borders. I don't really see borders the same way as I used to. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Michelle Dudley is with us this afternoon. She is the executive director of Fashion and Compassion. And talking about helping women help themselves, we're going to take our mid-program break and come back and talk to Michelle Dudley, the dancer extraordinaire. How's that for a build-up?
Huh? Okay.
All right. And whatever else is on her mind today. Straight Talk is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. Anderson Grace Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Now, we broadcast live from Substation 2 here on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, across from Winthrop University. And as you know, they make fresh subs and salads right before your very eyes. And there's only one way they do this, Michelle. And we're going to have you chant along.
Wow, okay.
It's slice, slice, slice.
Slice. Garden, 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 garden.
We'll be back right after this.
News and information that matters to you. This is Straight Talk.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot, on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Founders Federal Credit Union is rewarding loyal members again this year. On December 1st, select Founders members could receive a loyalty bonus. Visit RelaxLoyaltyPays.com to estimate what your payout could be on December 1st and view more information on program qualifications and restrictions. Be sure to log into Founders online on December 1st to see if you have received a loyalty bonus. Not a member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
These days, there are plenty of ways to stay connected to the internet. Laptops, phones, tablets, games, you name it. But the more devices you use in your home, the tougher it is to get a strong, consistent Wi-Fi signal. Comporium's premium Wi-Fi kit adds multiple Wi-Fi access points throughout your home, eliminating dead zones and interference, while spreading your signal more evenly so you can enjoy a better online experience. Right now, get our premium Wi-Fi for only $9.99 per month. Premium Wi-Fi from Comporium. Connect your whole home.
Good Pharmacy, taking care of families for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. We have six pharmacists that are knowledgeable, friendly, and ready to get to know your family and their needs.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Hey, Alex, have you heard that Substation 2 now has gift cards?
Yeah, I just heard about that, and I'm on my way to get one now. They're perfect for holidays, birthdays, and graduations, and they're reloadable, reusable, and available in any amount you want.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And welcome back into our program. Michelle Dudley is with us today. She's the executive director of the Fashion and Compassion. They have a website. We'll talk more about them in a second. But real quick, I wanted to steer away for a second and talk about Michelle Dudley, Dancing with the Stars contestant. Because, you know, we get bombarded with a lot of that Fort Mill on our morning show, Palmetto Mornings, at Lucas McFadden and Fatty Mercer, of course. Fatty's all off into Dancing with the Stars in Fort Mill. You did it, though, up in the Queen City for a cause that is rather near and dear to me, mm-hmm. through the Sherry K. Stone Foundation.
Yes, I participated earlier this year in April in Dancing with the Stars for the Pink House, which is Carolina Breast Friends.
Right.
And it was kind of a dream come true for me. I mean, I did it in memory of my aunt who died of breast cancer when I was in college, and I was away, and I didn't really have the opportunity to be there for her the way I would have liked to, and there wasn't an organization like Carolina Breast Friends that could come alongside and be with her during that really difficult time. So it was great to do it in her memory. It was wonderful to be able to raise money for a great organization, and I really loved the opportunity to learn to dance. And my dance pro, which many people around here may know, was Dimitri Solomaka.
We know Dimitri, yes,
of, Dance Center USA. So it's wonderful, wonderful instructor. I'm still taking lessons.
Oh.
So, yes, he's trying to talk me into competing, but I'm not quite sure exactly what that means. But I enjoyed so much the experience of the show. In fact, when it was done, I cried for 3 days because I was so sad it was over.
Well, now, are you teaching any of these steps to Mr. Dudley?
Oh, I am. He's taken some lessons with me. Gabrielle, Dimitri's wife, we've taken a few lessons with him. And so, yes, he is taking some lessons, and he's a great, great sport about it. So I really appreciate.
Excellent. Well, listen, it's the Christmas shopping season. Mm-hmm. And as a man, I know there is no quicker way to a woman's heart, any woman's heart, whether it's mom, your significant other, you know, whomever, than jewelry.
Absolutely.
So for the men that are listening in our final moments here on Straight Talk today, help us out here, will you?
Yes. Come to fashionandcompassion.com. I'm going to recommend, we have so many products that are out there. If you can come to our store at 1717 Cleveland Avenue and I'm there, I will personally help you shop for your wife because it's one of the, or daughter, or any of the special women in your life.
Do you get a lot of that this time of year?
We do. This is definitely the time of year we get the most men coming in, and it's really fun. I really enjoy helping men shop for their wives.
Is it because we come in with a terrified, glazed look in our eyes?
Exactly.
Like, oh, my God.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what she's going to
yes.
like. And so then I can just ask some questions about what, kind of get a sense of what her style is and kind of direct you in a certain way. But the good thing is if she somehow doesn't like what she selects, she can bring it back and exchange it. So, and the awesome thing is that everything supports the women that we serve. We're a nonprofit, so all of the money goes back into the services that we provide to the women. And last year we served over 100 women in Charlotte.
That's
and then
fantastic.
Another 250 women and a few men internationally. So
you have a special story about one of those women I wanted you to tell before we left.
Yes, there is. We serve many different women, and it's hard to pick one, but one is such a unique story, and it's just so relevant to our times today. We have one of our artisan leaders at our project that meets on Fridays that specifically focuses on refugees and immigrants. There are many families, many people don't know this, in Charlotte, where they've come, where one of the spouses, typically the husband, has been an interpreter for U.S. Special Forces. In this case, this family's from Afghanistan, and during a really awful battle, her husband was actually shot, and he survived, thankfully.
Okay, thank God.
And he's received a Purple Heart. So many of the members of his platoon were injured and in this terrible battle, and so a lot of them fought to help him and his family come to the United States, because actually his best friend was shot and killed in that very battle. So they helped him come to the USA, but unfortunately these special interpreters, they come on a special immigration visa, but they are not treated as veterans. And they're not citizens. They're refugees, so they have more of a refugee status. They're here legally on a special visa. So they got here, you know, the platoon was able to help them somewhat, but they kind of moved around a bit to try to find their right place. They ended up in Charlotte because they knew another Afghani family here, moved in and settled in. Were able to connect with a wonderful nonprofit on the east side of Charlotte called Project 658 that specifically works with refugees and immigrants. And the wife, who's the person that I've really gotten to know, learned English through the class and became actually quite proficient. She's incredibly tenacious, this woman. She goes after it. And anyhow, so the first time I meet her, she tells me the story and I'm blown away. But what's so sad is, even though her husband took a bullet for our country, they go to the grocery store and sometimes they are, because they're Muslim, are given a hard time because that they're terrorists. And they are about as opposite of a terrorist as possible.
No, they were defending you from terrorists.
Absolutely. And so they are such a dear family, and she's become such a wonderful part of our project. And I love, one of the things that our projects do is we really facilitate this cross-cultural communication and helping people get to know people who are different from themselves. And so this group, we have Muslims, we have Christians, we have Buddhists that are all in this group, but we facilitate conversations about God and about our relationship with God. And it's a beautiful thing to see people sharing that, learning from one another, and really loving one another.
We'll make that the final word. Michelle Dudley, Executive Director of Fashion and Compassion. Go to their website, fashionandcompassion.com, and you can get some Christmas shopping done right there online, or go visit the store. The address again?
1717 Cleveland Avenue in the Dilworth area of Charlotte.
There you go. Straight Talk is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders and Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. We broadcast from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill. And Michelle will tell you the only way they do the subs and salads here is slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden.
Manning Kimmel is back with you tomorrow. Have a great day, won't you?